This year, Hollywood film studios sent crews to Alaska to shoot scenes for the movies On Frozen Ground and Big Miracle. Both productions gave some Alaskans a chance to ham it up as extras or to work behind the scenes on the more technical aspects of movie making. As KSKA's Alan Lockyer reports, state money is now available to help pave the way for those who may want a future in film.
Alaska's Workforce Investment Board hosted a public teleconference Wednesday to hear from people interested in helping to develop the state's film industry. The state legislature has appropriated $486,000 for the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development to work with the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development to train Alaskans for work in the film and television industry. Juanetta Ayers, a division director with economic development, told participants that the objective of the meeting is to receive input on how to spend the legislative money.
The legislative intent is to increase the Alaska hire on film and television production that's occurring in Alaska. So the Workforce Investment Board has adopted regulations that will allow them to administer a grant program. The opportunity that we have today is to hear from you, people who will likely be candidates for this training, hear about what you think are the best and highest uses for these funds to get more qualified Alaskans working in film and television production.
Richard Benavides, president of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees Local 918, says his union is already engaged in training programs and is examining similar programs initiated by other states.
Obviously, the state is looking to facilitate some sort of training, but we also knew that we couldn't stand still and wait for all of this to happen. So we're starting off doing the basics to try to get everybody to understand how it works. We're bringing up some folks from the Northwest Film Training, and we're also in talks with the people in New Mexico. They also have a film class. They've offered us their curriculum. So what we're looking to do is to mesh together the things that have already been successful in other states so that we can integrate some sort of funding where we would put in money, the state would put in money to do these kind of classes.
Jonathan Butsky, who owns Talking Circle Media in Anchorage, says the program is underfunded.
There needs to be a focus on real hands-on training using the film and television production equipment available in Alaska. From companies that are here, there are companies that can provide that resource as opposed to anyone hiring anybody from out of state to provide these services. No one entity should be awarded more than 50% of the grants, and not all productions are union-based hire in Alaska, so individuals that are being trained should not be required to join a union to be involved in this program.
Brad Swenson with Gold Ring Group said the state needs to follow Hawaii's lead and lure television episodic productions with a sound stage.
One of the things that Hawaii offered the producers of Lost that was able to bring the production to the state was a sound stage that is of professional and purpose-built nature, a soundstage that can accommodate truly large-scale productions, and a facility that could also be used as a vocational training facility.
Scenes from two major Hollywood films have been shot in the Anchorage area in the past several months, and indications are that more film productions will follow. The state is attempting to maximize any economic boost that may result from luring film productions to Alaska. I'm Ellen Lockyer.